Hi there. The word for you today is on getting them from childhood to adulthood. We're talking about teenagers. 1 Peter 4:7. Be clear-minded and self-controlled. You know, going from childhood to adulthood is a transition that requires a lot of wisdom and love. Your teen will feel and behave childlike sometimes and then adult-like other times. Your job as a parent is to realize that whatever their status, they eventually will become, according to Scripture, a mature man or a mature woman, and they'll remain that way. Meanwhile, navigating through their child-adult struggles elevates your teen's stress levels. Sometimes it can actually make them feel out of control. To help them become a mature adult, here are two things you can do. Number one, be rational, not reactive. Your role requires you to be clear-minded and self-controlled. Be the grown-up. You can't help your child to become an adult if you're not one, okay? And number two, be their parent, not their buddy. They need someone in charge to shepherd them toward maturity. If you abdicate your role because you're afraid of your child's anger or rejection or unhappiness, you're abandoning them to their own confused ways. Don't do that. You are the calm God put in their storm, the lighthouse to guide them. In the short term, yep, they may consider your values, rules, lifestyle, and morals outdated. Expect no less. That's par for the course in parenting. But hold the line. Forget becoming cool by lowering your standards. That's a no-win alternative to good parenting. They'll challenge you if you're not cool, and they'll challenge you if you are. By the way, nothing is as uncool to a teen as a parent trying to be cool. Okay? Just be yourself. Maintain Bible standards. They need you to have character. Yes, they'll fight you now, but if you remain resolute, loving, and consistent, they'll grow up and follow in your footsteps.